all of us singing together the holy names. Then I will explain a little bit about the meaning of initiation, also the meaning of initiation here at in the sacred valley of Giriraj. And then I will give ask Manisha to make an initiation vratas, and well, I have some surprises. Now I'm very grateful to our three guards that please conduct your guarding affairs as silent as possible, but with enough strength and vigor and attention as is required to have a less disturbance-free atmosphere, to have a disturbance-free atmosphere. We will sing. Can we sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yeah, I think it's an easy melody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My dear devotees, you have to know it, when we go Hare Rama, we start a little deeper, no? Not the same height. Listen very carefully. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Now I will go deeper. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram. Jaya La La, Jaya La 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 La, Jaya La La La. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan. Jaya Tulsi Devi, Jaya Tulsi Devi, Tulsi Devi, Tulsi Devi. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskachyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Go Bhakta Vrinda Namaste Girirajaya Sri Govardhana Namine Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Daine Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare By Giriraja's mercy, we are today able to conduct this initiation ceremony in the sacred land of Vrindavan, specifically at the lotus feet of the best of Krishna's servants, that is Giriraj Govardhan. We find in Sanatan Goswami's old age masterpiece, the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, a very nice account of a soul returning back home, back to Godhead. And the journey of the soul starts where? Here. In Giriraj Govardhan's lotus feet. It's here where that journey starts. And our Manisha's journey, at least, let us say, the part after the initiation, that part of her journey will also start here. That is, we were thinking very much about when to give this initiation. It's a subject matter since a few years, actually, which we have discussed. And we always felt that the right time has to arrive. And somehow, when we thought of the Govardhan retreat, we felt intuitively that the right time might be at the Govardhan retreat. But in these matters, which are happening by the divine arrangement of Sri Radha and Krishna, man proposes, and God ultimately has to make the arrangement. He has to dispose. So finally, after many, many years, after many thoughts, Krishna has put us in the dust of Giriraj Govardhan at this place, at the lotus feet. And I cannot think of any other place which would be more suitable, because according to this tradition, the initiation of Gop Kumar was done at the Govardhan Hill, and why is this so important to give that initiation here? I feel any devotee needs support on his way, on his way back home, back to God. And he needs all the support, all the kripa he can obtain. Let me now read to you a few lines on the aspiration of great devotees who wish to come to the sacred land of Vrindavan, and then you will understand I almost said the name of Manisha, why Manisha is so absolutely blessed on this day. Narottam Das Thakur says, Hari Hari Arakye Mana Darshahaba Ebava Sangsaratvayi Paramananda Maji Arakabe Braja Bhume Jaba. O Lord Hari, when will that day come when I leave this material world and go to the land of Braj, absorbed in transcendental bliss? When will I smear my body with the dust of blissful Vrindavan? I will wander about Vrindavan, chanting the names of Radha and Krishna, Radha, Krishna, in a voice choked with ecstatic love. I will go to a solitary place at a Nikunja forest, and I will offer my full obeisances and call out, O Radhanath!
O Radhanath!
When will I go to the bank of the Yamuna and drink a palmful of water? When will that day come that I enter Sri Rash Mandala and roll on the ground in ecstasy? When will I stay under the shade of Vanshivata in complete transcendental bliss? And now listen, when will I see Govardhan Hill? You are already seeing. When will I see Govardhan Hill, my eyes brimming with tears? And when will I be able to live at Radhakund? When, after wandering around Vrindavan in this way, will my body collapse? Poor unfortunate Narottam Das thus laments. So, Manishaji, by some great, great mercy, maybe some Sukriti from her past life, or maybe some blessings of great Vaishnavas in this life, has come to the sacred valley of Govardhan and sits here with eyes brimming with tears. very powerful place. It's really a scene out of the songbook of Prarthana, which we can see today. So, the initiation ceremony will be given today to Manisha. The yagya will be done the next time there is any yagya, then she will sit in for that part. But the most important part, that is the giving of the holy name and the giving of a new identity of a Dasi, that will be done here at this this valley. Initiation, Prabhupada has often said, is the beginning of our spiritual life. Now we might ask ourselves a question, but Manisha is a devotee since, I don't know, more than 10 years maybe, isn't it? About 10 years. How can we say that this initiation ceremony marks a beginning? So, in order to answer this question, we will have to enter a little deeper into the meaning of initiation. The initiation, there are two things are new for Manisha. First of all is an official connection to the parampara, to Srila Prabhupada, to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and the whole parampara through her own spiritual master. So she is now a family member of the Gaudiya Vaishnava line. That is an recognized, officially recognized family member of the Gaudiya line. And this will be marked or shown by the giving of the new name. This giving of a new name is something very, very special, I feel, if we understand it in depth. If we understand it on the surface, it's not so special. I think Manisha has been given several names in this name. Her friends might have called her affectionate friendship names. I remember I was called in my life by my I had a few names. Totti was one name. Timo was another name. And there were many names which were given over a time before I was given my spiritual name. But when I was given my spiritual name, Sachinandan Das, at that time, something happened which was important. I was introduced to the concept that this is a name of my spiritual spiritual identity, not a name of my adventurous spirits and so on and so forth. It referred to the Atma, to the soul. So the spiritual name is given to the spiritual essence of our life. And now, where Manisha will get a name ending with the honorific title Dasi, she will be now, the understanding is she will now be acting on the spiritual platform as a eternal servant of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. And it's good to keep this in mind. See, Prabhupada has a few times defined the purpose of the Krishna conscious movement. And you will be surprised by what he said is the purpose. He said, the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement is to lift our consciousness from one level, that's the material level, to another level, that's the spiritual level. In other words, yes, Manisha, you have a family in this world of mother, father. I have forgotten, I believe there were other members of the family, relatives and so on. A proper Gujarati Mrs. Patel and that's one level, but with the name Dasi you are now transferring your consciousness on another level, another family, a family of Radha and Krishna. This is very important. This is this is signified by a new name. So you enter your new family with this new name. This, of course, brings also responsibility with it. The responsibility is that we remain active on the spiritual level. That is a devotee now who has the honorific title Dasa or Dasi, should understand I'm representing Krishna's family line. I'm a member of Krishna's family and I want to return to this family. Obviously, this does not mean that we are cold-hearted to our old relations. No, we will even try to benefit them. Often a devotee becomes a better son or better daughter because more compassion and more understanding evokes in the heart. But really, we should focus ourselves on this Buddha Shuti idea, the idea that we are actually free from material designations. See, it's so important. If you approach Krishna with a material designation, Krishna will not enter your heart. Krishna is very soft and very tender, and he only enters a heart which is softened by bhakti. These upadis, these designations, make our heart very hard. I'm a Mrs. Patel, is your last name Patel?
Palmer.
Yes, I'm a this, I'm a that, member of this world. Krishna will say, why does she say she is a member of the world? She is the member of my family. That is Krishna's desire and Krishna's wish to give this to us. In initiation, there is also a relationship, a formal bond between the spiritual master and the disciple, which is knotted, which is established. This formal bond is very important because it brings almost a seal of cooperation with it. See, initiation is a little, as far as time is considered, it's very, very, very small. We will be finished in half an hour and take our breakfast, and then we will think life as usual. But that would be a mistake. There is a commitment there which was not there before. In the same way, the commitment of the guru to do everything in his power to help his disciple, and also the willing cooperation of the disciple to cooperate with the help of the guru. If there is no cooperation, how can it happen? You know, like when we want to learn to walk, we will have to raise our hands. And that our father or mother or older brother or older sister can take our hands and guide us. So a disciple has to be willing to receive the help of his guru. That's very important. If that willingness becomes blocked, initiation is suffering a severe blow. Which weakens the power of the initiation severely. So it's a bond of cooperation which happens. In this initiation ceremony, I want to point out that I am a servant of a parampara, that is a specific school, and I wish to point out to our our devotee who gets initiated, that please remain an eternal student in this school. There's so many secrets still waiting for you to be revealed. And this school, the entrance of the school happens by the mercy of Guru and the mercy of the holy name. I also want to encourage you, Manisha, to keep a healthy heart in your spiritual life. Somehow I always have seen that you are a very natural devotee of Krishna, very nice and very, very, very good, good soul, good heart. Here are four things which you should remember. If you want a healthy heart, you need four good working heart chambers. Do you know this? They somehow work with the venous blood and the arterial blood. So the first heart chamber should be Guru, then Gonitai, second, the third Radha and Krishna, and in the fourth heart chamber the holy name. Then you have a very healthy heart. It will pump, it will energize you throughout your life. I'll just make a little heart check. So Guru there, is Gonitai there, is Radha Krishna there, the holy name there. And if you have this heart check, and have completed your heart check, at that time your heart will pump energetically and wonderfully. Now I want to request all of you to look at the beautiful smile of Radha Kanhaiyalal, who are today very, very beautifully dressed. They feel also happy that a soul is deciding to come their way. You see Radharani's hand, it would be her left hand. Can you see it? This hand is extended to the material world. And do you see her right hand? There is something in it. Do you know who's in there? That's Manisha, whom Radharani has picked out of the material world and is presenting to Krishna. That's an understanding of this mudra, that Radharani picks souls from this world and gives them to Krishna. And so I think you should keep this picture in your mind, and we will ask our photographer, our reporter, to make a first-class photo of Radha Kanhaiyalal and then send it to Manisha as a memory of this auspicious day. Wonderful. So in this initiation, there are usually five items which are there. First is tapasya, that is the four rules and regulations which help us to disconnect from the world. You all know what they are, and they will be, that's why we will ask Manisha to describe to us her tapasya. That helps us cut from the material world. Then there is the Urdhva Pundra, the Tilak, which reminds us that our life goes upwards. Wonderful, isn't it? There's the Urdhva Pundra, that is a sign which a devotee puts on 12 parts of his or her body. Then there is a new name ending with Dasa or Dasi, which means now a new identity is given. I'm a Das, I'm a servant. And then later come two other items, which is the mantra. In this case, the mantra will be the Hare Krishna mantra, but there is also the second initiation. And then yajna, that is the making sacrifices in deity worship. But because we Gaudiyas think that the holy name is everything, and all the mantras vibrate in the holy name, we feel that also in the first initiation, these two things which are usually given later are given. That is the mantra and the eligibility to approach deities. Not maybe deities who are worshipped by on the Brahminical standard, but are these your deities, Manisha, which came? Gonitai, the long-term deities. How long are they with you?
About
10 years. So nice that you that they are with us today. Good. Now, I will request our Manishaji to come. No, now we will chant one round. Krishna. Everyone. Is there a Brahmana? Yes, our Madhva Muni is there. Can you give me the beads, please, which I have offered to Giriraj? And then we will chant the japa. Yeah. Do you have your old japa mala?
Yes.
What are these two, Manisha? One is the achar. When you go to work, you have the small. Wonderful. Wonderful. I'm very, very, very happy. So let us chant one round. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.